two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors. Brought to you by Trex Power Sports Rentals. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. As always, a pleasure to have you with us this Saturday morning. We're recording this program, as always, on a Thursday, and the snow has started to fall, and it looks like the forecast says it'll continue to do that all day Thursday, part of the day Friday, and by the time all is said and done, we could have 3 to 6 inches in some of the northern valleys and up to 2 feet in the higher elevations. You're doubting that, I guess?
Whatever. It makes you feel good.
That's just what the meteorologist says.
Well, exactly.
So many of these storms have actually started to come across looking like they were really going to be something.
And then I had snow on the way over.
They just lose their oomph somewhere along the way.
Now, let's remind them this is Thursday in Salt Lake.
I did say that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I never listened to you.
So it's Thursday. And this program airing on Saturday morning, and we're looking forward to talking some snow today on the Snow Day segment. Actually going to be connecting with Davey up at Snow Basin.
Awesome.
Because as this program airs, Snow Basin will be starting their ski season today, Saturday. So look forward to that. All right. That other voice you hear, by the way, I'm Tim Hughes. That is Russ Smith from Sky Call.
I am. I checked my ID as I came in.
That's good because I didn't have anybody guarding the door.
It's great to be here. I missed last week so much and sorry. It's great to be alive and great to be here.
Yeah. And it's always great to have you. You're counting the days till you hit the road,
man.
Aren't you?
Yeah. To a fault. I mean, it's like, we put it back 5 days because we're going to go see Ranger Stan in Montana, and I was planning on leaving like Christmas afternoon, you know, and so we got to put that off for a few days. But we're all ready to go. The only thing we got left to do on the motorhome now is emissions and just to go through the mechanical real quick.
Well, Montana's the least of that trip. You're headed all the way across the country.
Now I'm not taking the motorhome to Montana.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No. That's asking for trouble. But, yeah, we're headed out. We're going to go through Texas. We've got a few friends to see in Texas on the way. The beauty of this is I've got more help now in the shop. I got a new general manager, and so I can leave.
That's great.
For a while, anyway.
Yeah, and get a little taste of what it would actually be like if you were retired fully.
Yeah, 1 year till I retire.
Yeah. There's another guy counting down to retirement right
now.
That's Navinovskis, who joins us right now from the Kaysville compound. Hey, buddy.
Well, I think I haven't counted recently, but it could be I'm inside of 100 days.
All right.
You know, there's actually an app you can put on your phone that counts it down.
No, the seconds, the minutes,
the hours, the days, the months.
Like an advent calendar. It just makes Christmas not ever come. It's far away.
Exactly.
I've actually got a buddy that has it on his phone, and I said, I can't do that because every day it would look like I wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reminded of the number of seconds and days. But this is the first chance we've had to actually get on the air and talk since the big win down in Las Vegas. And I think Navinovskis has already got his plan set for the Rose Bowl down in Pasadena. You could probably float there on just the energy from the game last week.
Yeah, I wish they would put the tickets out earlier because that energy would have sold out the Rose Bowl. And now people are questioning whether they can go because nobody has tickets in hand. And I went ahead and bit the bullet and bought the expensive ones just so I could have some solace, just so I can sleep at night, have peace of mind that I'm going to be there and not waiting for the University of Utah to slow, you know, to drag their feet and make a lot of people decide to make other plans. It's a ridiculous idea.
Yeah.
And yes, of course, I'm going. Every T is crossed. Every I is dotted. I'm in.
When you talk about the expensive ones, you're not talking face value. You went ahead and pulled the trigger on some of the secondary market, which I'm just I'm unwilling to do, but congratulations to you. Yeah. I still believe, and hopefully it's the case, that as soon as the Crimson Club tickets are all distributed, that there will be some others available next week. So.
You're absolutely correct, Tim. Yeah. I mean, you're a smart, prudent person. I'm the definition of irrational, and there's guys out there who said there's some irrational knuckleheads like Navi. He'll buy them for $1 million if we offer them.
Do you take payments?
You look on Ticketmaster, and the highest price ticket says, Navi, you there?
Yeah. My wife says, what are we going to do? I go, well, we could sell Finn. I mean,
yeah.
I think somebody could use my youngest son for a trade.
Heck yeah.
Well, it is bowl season. And by the way, not just University of Utah. BYU, of course, is headed down to Shreveport. They'll be a part of the Independence Bowl. And Utah State is headed down. The Aggies are going to head down and play in the L.A. Bowl. So they'll be in Southern California. And all three coaches, by the way, this needs to be mentioned, all three coaches are now up as nominees for the National Coach of the Year, which is fantastic.
That's pretty neat.
Good to be from Utah.
Yeah, it is good to be from Utah. All right, let's talk about what's coming up on the show today. We'll have our news of the week coming up in just a minute. You may have heard the beeping on my phone. I just saw one of the 8816 numbers, which I'm sure is one of your satellite phones.
Let me go out and call him. There's only one to come, call in.
Hang on just a couple of minutes. But Mark Hodges, who we talked to last week through Bob Grove, is now at
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
He is significantly into the canyon now.
And he has a SkyCall satellite phone with him. We have, you know, no dispersions of grandeur here that we won't have some difficulty in getting that signal out of the bottom of the canyon. But we're going to give it a shot anyway, right?
Okay.
Yeah?
Am I clear to go out and call him?
Oh, no, just wait.
Okay.
A couple of more minutes, Russ.
Okay.
So we'll look forward to sharing his experience so far as he is self-guided down there. We'll have Fish Bites with Navidopsis also coming up in the next half hour. Tyler Thompson from the Division of Wildlife Resources will join us. He is the Watershed Restoration Initiative Program Coordinator.
I think you get that on the little badge.
Oh, my gosh. And we're going to be talking about all of the projects that are going on. I guess it's been a record year for watershed restoration as they became proactive rather than waiting for a problem to actually fix. We'll go road tripping with Bob and Mark, and I just got a note a minute ago from Mark Wade, and they're going to outline some of the great outdoor-related Christmas festivals and events that are going on, which will be kind of fun to share with you.
Boat parade at Lake Powell.
Is that still going on? They can't get boats down the ramps there, can they? We'll go road tripping, and then at 7:35 snow day in Navidopsis, we're going to have an actual snow day today, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yes. It's snowing as I ran across to get to the phone. I was like, snow in my hair. I'm so happy.
Yeah. We were, I picked up the new skis and boots a couple of days ago up at Snowbird, and I'll tell you, it does not look good up there. They're open. People are skiing. If you don't care that you don't have access to the entire mountain, our resorts are up and running, and there were people with smiles on their faces walking around the resort. But this snow will definitely help. As you heard me say a minute ago, we could get up to 2 feet out of this latest storm, and there's another one coming. It looks like Monday night, Tuesday, and part of Wednesday next week. So fingers crossed. But Davey, the general manager up there at Snow Basin, because they're opening up today, Saturday, will be on with us, and we'll find out what their mountain looks like with some new snow. And then Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge, of course, we'll always check in with him. He's in the midst of building another cabin, so he says they're going to continue to build even when the snow comes. We'll see if that's the case. But we'll talk to him from Trax Power Sports and Bear River Lodge, the sponsors of this program week in and week out. Coming up on News of the Week, Navi, if we can, and you've still got room, I hope, in your classes coming up, That's a great Christmas gift idea that I want to be able to share information again with people, if that's possible.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many people have told me that the class changed their life, which makes me feel really humbled. But then they say, and the best part, it was a Christmas gift, one of the best Christmas gifts I ever got, because I'm still doing it.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, I got a note from Faith, and this is always something that we talk about in the month of December, but another great gift idea is just to get the combination fishing and hunting license or the fishing license for somebody. Of course, you're going to pay, what is it, $20, I think, for teens between 14 and 17, and $38, but it gets them all the memories you can stand of fishing and or hunting in the state of Utah with that combo license. So keep that in mind as well, and you can get information on that at wildlife.utah.gov. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have your news of the week coming up here in just a minute, so stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a minute here to do a little news of the week if we can, and we have reached out and made contact, initial contact with Mark Hodges, so we'll have his conversation from the Grand Canyon coming up on a Sky Call phone. Fingers crossed we get a good, strong signal so we can have a lengthy conversation with him.
Really
sounded like he was making good time on his trip. Actually taking a little break day today, but more on that in a minute. I meant to mention this last week and did not get the chance on our News of the Week, guys, but now that Thanksgiving is a memory here for us, the application period for the spring 2022 limited entry turkey hunt is now open.
All right.
And it will to be included in the permit drawing, you just have to submit your applications before 11 o'clock on December 27th. So you still have time to apply. And the place to get information, as always, is wildlife.utah.gov. This story came across Utah's Morning News a couple of days ago, and I knew nothing about it. Bob Grove may well know something about this, but there is a cave down in southern Utah. Let me just get the exact location. They've decided to theme it as the Grinch's Cave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw
that. They're charging $20 to spend the night there.
Wow.
Yeah.
$20.
Let me see if I can figure out exactly where this is. It's near Boulder, property just outside of Boulder, Utah.
Does it have a name, the cave, or are they not giving it?
It just says the vacation rental management platform Vacasa has teamed up with Dr. Seuss Enterprises to put together this getaway. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, right to the cave. But it says it's 5,700 square feet, spread across several levels. Accommodations include a main bedroom, guest bathroom, study, music room, complete with the Grinch's organ, by the way, and Max's drum set is also right there for you to enjoy.
Nice.
You should see the pictures of this. If you get a chance, Navi, make sure you Google it, because it looks like it would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just lost it. Where did it go? Wow. Anyway, I'll click on it again. $2 on how to say it's $19.57 a night. Bookings are open for limited days between December 13th through the 23rd. And Dr. Seuss fans aren't lucky enough to book one of the few spots, a 3D tour of the Grinch's Lair is available for viewing. Right. Anyway, Google search it. I don't have a link. They didn't actually put a link there, which sort of surprised me. If they wanted people to come visit, you'd think they would have at least given that bit of information. But sounds like a lot of fun. Also, this note that we didn't get a chance to mention last week, and that is that Bryce Canyon is increasing their backcountry fees for reservations coming up in 2022. The permits will cost $10 with an additional fee of $5 per person, replacing what used to be a flat fee of $5. The park initially proposed a $15 fee plus a $7 per person fee for the night, but they settled on the $5. Reservations will now be needed to secure a spot at the North Campground between May 27th and October 1st. So they're making some changes, just trying to adjust to what we've been talking about with the crazy amounts of people that are going to these places and really overwhelming it at times.
It's now winter is what summer season used to be, and the numbers for summer have gone crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just got to be patient with stuff, plan ahead.
They did say later in the story no changes were made to the park's tent or RV site fees, which remain $20 or $30 a night, respectively, yeah. Depending. But expect that there'll be a little bit of an increase in the prices around Bryce Canyon for backcountry fees anyway going into the 2022 season. And real quick, Russ, you mentioned Lone Rock down at Lake Powell that really is a Lone Rock now. There's not even any water there.
You know, I watch Matt's recovery on YouTube, and he was at Lone Rock a couple of days ago, and it was just 1 inch dry crust and all mud underneath, and there was no water.
Mm.
I can't even imagine that, you know.
But, well, there's ding-dongs that think because there is no water, they can actually drive out there, and they're getting themselves stuck, probably.
Ding-dong. Yeah, it's a lot of that's going on with all the low lakes. People think they can drive the shore now, and big mistake.
The good news is there are measures being taken that should raise, it doesn't sound like a lot, but to raise that entire lake by, what did you say?
Three feet.
3 feet.
They claim four reservoirs upstream. I can only count three on the green. I'm not sure what we're counting for on the Colorado, but anyway, they've all agreed to release enough water to put I think it was 3 feet in Powell and 3 feet in Lake Mead. So it is a significant amount of water.
Yeah. All right. We'll take our break here. When we come back, we'll head down to the Grand Canyon. Mark Hodges is down there with a satellite phone. We'll reestablish the link here. And then, of course, we'll also have Fish Bites with Navinopsis coming your way next on KSL.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.